This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? Of course you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. And by the way, it's now starting to bring up the other site. You can go and visit it and check it out. Very, very fast website, I guess you can say. No more glitching going on there. Anyway, that's ncs51.com, ncs51.com. All of your needs, basically, to find out about the new California state. It's moving. We're becoming a state. I know DC's out there saying, oh, we're going to become a state. They're not going to become a state. Just get over it. It's not going to happen. It's a political ploy, political stunt. But I'm glad they've done it because it brings a lot of attention to New California. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on here. Don't be afraid to call in. We're going to be doing the call-in lines in the third hour. The third hour, 215-867-8255. Got to be double-checking, making sure everything's good to go on that end. But the call-in line is 215-867-8255. All right, so a lot of things going on over the weekend. I do want to have a shout-out to everybody in Amador County for sponsoring a potluck. And even Nevada County in New California State had another potluck last night. Of course, it's interesting. I may have to venture up to Nevada County and do the potluck up there. They have really good food. It seems that our town halls draw people when there's food available. And really a fantastic turnout, though. I think we had six or seven counties represented last night or yesterday up there in Jackson. We're going to Jackson. Remember that song? Who was that guy? Who was that guy that came out with that song and his wife? Remember? Johnny Cash. There you go. He's referring to Jackson, California in that song, by the way. Yeah. So it beautiful town in the foothills. Of course, it's a 49er town. A lot of gold mining history there, and tons of it up there still. Anyway, so Jackson, California, we were at yesterday. And just a big shout-out to everybody up there. They did a fantastic job in putting together everything, and I really enjoyed myself. A lot of good news, though. You know, that was breaking news. We talked a lot about things going on, such as, oh, shocking! What is the real headline today that everybody's screaming about? And then, of course, we're going to be telling you the truth about whatever this major story is, right? That's what we seem to do around here on Agenda 21 Radio. Of course, what is the big one? It's kind of interesting. I'm looking at one. Border Patrol says Texas crash killing 7 resulted from human smuggling attempt. What has that got to do with the big story that's going on, though, everywhere? I think that's that. I mean, I want you to think about this for a second. There was a car accident and 7 were killed, and they say it's an attempt at human smuggling across the border. Well, they're smuggling human beings from Mexico to the United States. Shocking. In Texas. Right. Now, what is that all about? Well, everybody's got a spike going on. Shocking. A spike in COVID viruses. The patients, of course. Not just the viruses, but the patients that go along with the virus, right? Which comes first, the chicken or the egg, right? Right. Yeah. The chicken or the egg? I mean, the virus or the patient? I mean, those little tiny little viruses, right? Those little tiny viruses. Well, anyway, we have a big spike going on all around the nation, shockingly. And again, it's in the springtime. So, springtime for flus? Yeah. Come on. It's springtime for flu. You just never hear of that, do you? Because biologically, it doesn't work that way. Unless you're in the southern hemisphere, because it's fall. That's when things start to spike down there in terms of viruses and things like that. Now, the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, the thing is that these viruses are being brought across the border as patients. Okay? Yeah. That's what's going on. That's what's really going on. I mean, and again, it's of high value to these people to have another virus outbreak, huh? So all these patients that are coming across the border from Mexico are causing spikes in places like California and Texas. Now, it's human smuggling doing this. Yeah. There's a huge outbreak and has been going on for a long time down in Mexicali. And what's happening is these patients are coming into El Centro in California and being flown all throughout California. So that's causing the big spike in patients. Of course it is. And by the way, these patients that they're getting that are testing positive for the virus are what are called walkie-talkies. They aren't really that sick with it. They don't require oxygen. They don't require ventilators. They're just occupying bed space. So what in the world is the value behind that? Well, every one of these patients has a price tag with them. And you get federal dollars, right? From the COVID virus outbreak. And, of course, the money coming from the federal government to pay for it. Yeah, you see, that's an incentive now, isn't it? So it's such a big incentive that they're actually paying, are you ready for this, $36,000 to $100,000 to lifelight these people to distribute them around the California hospitals. So if you want to know where your spike's coming from, guess what? They're flying them in. Guess what? They're importing them from Mexico. And, of course, it's just this, everybody across the board is going crazy with this. And everybody's got to mask up. Oh, there's another thing. Masking up. Boy, that's just another incredible story going on, being foisted upon everybody. So, you know, it's kind of interesting. Big, huge hoopla going on in California about the budget and all that stuff. We know what's going on there. We're issuing another press release today about this, about the phoniness that's going on. And of course, now it's even more interesting because the California Assembly and Senate are starting to be uncomfortable with the fact that they have a dictator in the governorship and that they are worthless as a third branch of government. You don't need no stinking legislature. Now, how many times have you heard me say this before? For years I've been saying this. They're trying to get rid of the legislature, and they've done it finally. Because Gavin Newsom, is a dictator. He has full power and authority over the legislature. He's usurped that power. And now there's only two parts of government, executive and judicial. Shocking. That's how dictators work. This has been a coordinated plan to get to this point. This is the way communism works. This is the way Nazism works. Does it seem a little bit like, if you know your history, that's like, geez, Adolf Hitler did stuff like this. He sure did. And they're doing it to us right now. Just wake up, folks. Wake up. Wake up. Hello? Anybody out there hearing me? Wake up. When we come back, we're going to play for you a very, very brave nurse out of Riverside, California. She's going to tell you all about this whole thing that's going on with the COVID virus outbreak. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be listening right now for a few minutes to the reason why we're having the COVID virus spikes. It's because we're importing them. We're importing illegal foreign nationals that are sick with the COVID virus, or at least they test positive. Now, they're coming across the border. That's right. And, of course, just yesterday we had this condition in Texas. Seven people killed. In an auto accident, human smuggling, suspected. Gee, I wonder if they were all COVID positive. Because, you know, that kind of helps the system, right? Build those numbers up. That's what's going on in Texas. And, of course, Abbott just caves. What's with that? What's with Abbott? What's with Abbott? Abbott says, just cave. Yeah, that's the way things go. That's the bad things, that's the way things go. Shocking. Absolutely shocking. Here we go.
Hey guys, Pastor Tim here with Our Watch, and we've got some updates for you. This is breaking news. This is stuff going on right here in Riverside County, all across the state of California. I have my guest here with me. Hill, who is a registered nurse, and she's been a registered nurse for several years now, and we want to talk to you about what's going on. Just like I said, Riverside County, because it's the county I live in, but if you live in the state of California, and even if you live in the nation of America, this is going to affect you. So just yesterday, there was an article in the Press Enterprise came out.
Press Enterprise.
County Corona hospitalizations set a record. 257 cases were added. And it says that these confirmed cases of coronavirus on Wednesday, June 17th, is the number of hospitalizations from the virus set a new record, according to the county public health website. And I'm here to let you know, of course, they're setting new records because I've said this before, and I'll just repeat it. We're importing patients, and that's exactly what's going on. And so we've got Megan here to talk about what's going on as a registered nurse working here in Riverside County.
Yes.
What do you think about this sudden climb in numbers, and how is this happening here in the state of California?
We're transporting them. We are transporting them from the Imperial Valley. According to my patients, they are coming over from Mexico because they're not getting treated in Mexico. And they're coming over to this Mexicali, Calexico, Imperial Valley, and El Centro, that whole area. And there's a small hospital in El Centro, and they have become overrun, according to my patient. And they are flying helicopters every hour, bam, 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 constantly flying them. And we were the first ones to receive them, as far as I'm aware, Riverside County was. All of our small local received patients. And according to him, they agree that they will fly you, but they will not fly you back. They will not return them via.
So the deal is, you come across to America and you're COVID positive, you get to stay in America with all the rights. Right. There you go. It's incentivization. I thought the border was closed, right?
The life flight that they came on.
So you're working in a COVID unit.
Yes.
And next thing you know, every hour, bam, 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 they're just flying them into you.
Well, not on my shift. I think a lot of it happens on night shift. My patient got there at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I received him that next morning on day shift. So I think a lot of it's happening at night. I haven't received anything during the day, but it's definitely happening. I mean, I know a lot of people are like, oh, they're, you know, from America or they're American citizens. It doesn't matter. You don't move COVID-positive patients during a pandemic.
Okay.
It's just not something that should be done.
So they're flying them in. Are these Americans that are coming in?
I don't know. I don't ask. That's not my business. My business is to treat. What I do know is a lot of them are Spanish-speaking only. What I do know is that what my patient said is a lot of them are coming over the border and going to this hospital, and we're flying them from this hospital. So from what I'm seeing, I don't know where they're from. I know that they're Hispanic, Spanish-speaking only. That's what I'm experiencing.
Okay. So they're coming from Mexico, though.
That's, yes. Yeah. Yes, they are. They're crossing the border into this hospital, and they're flying them from this hospital.
Okay. So they're getting life-flighted in. And we're talking about cases in Riverside County and whether or not we're seeing a spike, because this is what we're being told, is that there are new records. We're getting a whole bunch more. Is this because we're flying them in? Like, these people that were crossing the border, getting into our healthcare system and coming now life flight to Riverside County, is that affecting our numbers in Riverside County?
Absolutely. Our county is counting these people as patients, as Riverside County positives, new positives. They are not. They have tested positive already in the county of San Diego. They're flying them over to the county of Riverside. So if you were going to do that, why is Riverside the one taking on the counts, right? I'm pretty sure El Centro is in San Diego County. So why is Riverside County taking those counts? We are, in fact, taking those counts. The COVID deaths are our deaths. The new positives are our positives. And I just want to make clear that they're being life-flighted, but they're stable. These are not critically ill. We have to rush to save these patients. This is a humanitarian effort. How dare you be upset that you're taking these patients? They're walkie-talkies. They are alert-oriented. They're ambulating by themselves. They're on room air most of the time, which means they're not even requiring extra oxygen. So it's not something that is like this emergent. These patients need to be life-flighted.
Okay, so then why are we life-flighting them?
Well, it's a lot faster than driving. According to my patient, he stated that you fly 2 hours, an hour there, an hour back, and you drive two. So it's either the difference between 2 hours and 4 hours.
Okay.
And they can get them here faster.
Okay, so that's the difference then, is just the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just assuming, and people watching online right now can probably just in their own mind imagine that it cost a whole lot more to fly them here than it would to drive them there.
There's also incentives being given to these life flight agencies to fly COVID-positive patients.
Okay.
So they're lining up.
So, and well, yeah, of course. You know, and here's why. If you haven't been following up on what I've been doing, I did put out recently that I have an email from a whole list of CEOs of California Hospital Associations, the Southern California Hospital Association, Central California Hospital Association, Northern Cal Hospital Association. All these CEOs of these major hospital associations are putting the call out that the state wants to put these people across our state and that the state is going to pay for it. And it's funny that people say, well, the state's going to pay for it, because who's the state?
We are.
We are.
Yes.
We're the. So I'm going to pay for it. You, if you're watching and you're a citizen of California, you're paying for it. So instead of driving them, we're putting them in a life flight and we're flying them, which I'm being told costs anywhere from $30,000 to $100,000.
Yikes. That's what's happening. You know, we played this last week. And everybody's kind of like scratching their heads, like, what? What? Now, when we come back from the break, we're going to play the other portion of this, which is what he was referring to as the letter following the trip by Gavin Newsom down to, you got it, El Centro. Gee whiz, wonder why he would do that in preparation for what? Anticipation of bringing these COVID virus positive patients from Mexico into California, and then spreading the wealth. You got to get those COVID viruses up. You know, you got to get those counts up so you can perpetrate the fraud that we're having this COVID virus pandemic. The pandemic's down in Mexico. Our numbers were declining before this stunt was being pulled. And of course, now it's the big national story. But remember, seven were killed yesterday in Texas. Human smuggling. Gee whiz. Little incentivization going on for all of them. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Get out! Hello, cold war.
Protecting your phone conversations Hello? From snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, we're talking about this COVID virus outbreak, the spiking, and that's the hysteria that's going on right now. And, of course, planned hysteria. And again, viruses, number one, don't behave this way. We're already past the point of that. But if you're being reinfected, and by the way, a curious thing that's being stated here by Megan Hill, which kind of fits the MO of how these viruses are spread and so on, especially it's summertime now. It's very, you know, it's a rarity that you get this sort of thing going on as a pandemic with this type of virus. But it seems that the virulence, the strength of this virus is diminished because, you know, and again, I've heard this from not just Megan Hill here, but from other people that people are recovering. They don't seem to have the need for ventilators. So the strength of the virus is not as strong. And anybody who's testing COVID positive, which is a simple test, it could be for other things, like you've already had it, like I already had it. I'm sure I test COVID positive because I've got the antibodies against it. That's a positive test. The likelihood of getting it again is slim to none. Slim just left town. See, that's the bottom line. I'm just very simple. It's very, very simple, but that's the way the viruses work, and that's the way your immune system works. Now, another part of what they're talking about here in this story is the use of face masks and everybody being locked down, social distancing, and how bad it is for you. And, of course, the governor's out there raging and everybody's wearing their mask and everybody's afraid. That's not the way biologically these things work. It's called the herd mentality. You've probably been hearing about that. And the herd mentality actually works. In other words, the more people that have the virus, the more people that have the antibodies against it, the likelihood of the virus attacking again is slim. Because of hundreds of thousands and millions of people having built up an immunity against it. Some people never get the virus, but some people get the virus and they never show symptoms. Yet they're COVID positive. Oh, they're spreading it. How do you know they're spreading it? How do you know there's shed going on? That's a biology term, by the way. You're shedding the virus. Does it mean that because you had contact with it and you do test positive, but you never show the symptoms, that you're shedding viruses? Every time you breathe out, more COVID comes out? No, it doesn't mean that. But they want you to believe that. Oh my God, you're COVID positive. Well, wait a minute, I was so sick last January. Why? Well, and it's described exactly as it was then as COVID virus as it is now. And, you know, I know all my friends had it. But that was back in December and January of this last year. Shocking. There was no pandemic going on then. We live in California, of course. Then suddenly, Donald Trump shuts all the air traffic down from China to California. And, of course, that just breaks the back of a lot of the shedding. Because you're not bringing the people from China, which is exactly what was happening from Wuhan to Italy. And Italy just got infected with it like crazy because there was no restrictions. And it was at the point in which the virus is most virulent. Its strength was so high. That's one of the reasons why it did have an effect on the elderly. And now they're claiming it's the young kids who are getting it because they're out drinking in bars. Really? Really? There's just something that smells real fishy, isn't there? I guess you just can't trust the government. No, I don't. Do you trust Anthony Fauci? Hello, the World Health Organization? Those are the people behind all this. By the way, big shift, you know, China at random changed their whole numbers of those who died in the original outbreak. Well, we knew it was 20, 30, 40, hundreds of thousands of people died. Those were the first and early reports, which, wait a minute, all of a sudden, shockingly, about 2 months ago, they changed it. Look at this, now the months we're talking about. They changed it. They dropped it down to only, you know, like 5,000 people died from COVID virus. What? And, of course, now all of a sudden America has. I mean, if you watch the John Hopkins thing, suddenly all of a sudden it goes from, you know, 200,000 deaths to like 5,000. What? Oh, just a rounding error, right? And suddenly America is the problem. I mean, the propaganda, it just absolutely reeks around here, doesn't it? Of course it does. Absolutely it does. So now we got this whole COVID virus outbreak thing going on. Imported COVID virus cases we've seen. We get it. Now, Pastor Tim Thompson in Riverside, California, brought up that he had a letter. He had a letter. And this letter was surprisingly, well, about a trip that Gavin Newsom made to Southern California, Imperial County, shockingly. And this letter is, well, pretty well done.
Tim here with an update for you. A lot of people have been waiting to hear some of the sources that I've had in talking about how we are importing patients from Mexico, putting them into our healthcare system.
here in America. And just wanted to kind of go over some of this with you. I do have an email here, and I wanted to share some details from this email. And this is an email, by the way, that was sent out by the president and CEOs of the California Hospitals Association, the Hospital Association of San Diego and Imperial Counties, the Hospital Association of Southern California, and the Hospital Association of Northern and Central California. So this email came from them, and it talks about some of what the state wants to do. Now, keep in mind that Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, made his way down to Imperial County, and after his discussions with them, this email came out. Now, here's what the email says, is that the state is looking to transfer 20 patients a day for the next week, 10 patients a day for 2 weeks following. And so the state's averaging 40 phone calls to place just one of these COVID patients in need. That's at least 400 phone calls daily. Now, I'll give you some background also from this email. It says that there is a severe COVID outbreak in the city of Mexicali, Baja California. So a severe COVID outbreak in Mexico.
Oh, a severe outbreak in Mexico.
And it says that this has created a crisis across the border.
A crisis across the border. Now that's got to be our crisis over here, right?
Hospitals are full and using crisis standards of care, leaving patients without appropriate treatment. So what's going on in Mexico is causing a crisis on our border. And they go on to talk about how these are American citizens or Mexican citizens with permanent U.S. resident status. That's neither here nor there. A lot of people are saying, you're talking about illegals. I've never said anything about illegals. I just said that they are people from Mexico coming into the United States, which is absolutely true. What we're finding out...
Well, we're going to come back after the break. Are you shocked? Nothing shocks you anymore, does it? It shouldn't. The left is desperate. When we come back, we'll talk about why this is a sideshow.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. A little programming check that in the third hour today, we're going to be having Vince Everett Ellison, author of The Iron Triangle, Inside the Liberal Democrat Plan to Use Race to Divide Christians and America in Their Quest for Power and How We Can Defeat Them. Shocking. That's in the third hour today. So it'll be 11 o'clock Eastern time for those of you on the East Coast. Florida, by the way, and South Carolina checking in already this morning. Thank you very much. And people texting and all that other good stuff, so I really appreciate that. We will be opening up the phone lines in the third hour also at the 215-867-8255. So a very heavy schedule of events and things like that going on today. We're going to be talking like you can't believe. That's why we are a talk radio show. Shocking, digitally. Okay, we're right in the midst of this whole thing. Pastor Tim is kind of giving us the briefing about what's going on, the letter, if you will, that was written by these hospital administrators about Gavin Newsom's trip down to El Centro, down in Imperial County, which is right across the border from Mexicali, Calexico, right? Right at the border. And what they're doing is they're importing Mexicans across the border, illegal foreign nationals across the border that are COVID positive. Now, I picked up in the conversation that we had in the last segment, last two segments, with Megan Hill, an RN. And I've been hearing this going on with some of the nurses and other people that are, you know, we have sources, hello, all through the system talking about there's none of this. Remember, you know, it was citizen journalist out there who first brought to all of us at Red State Talk Radio and other places, all this, you know, alternative media, the fact that there were no patients in the hospitals. Hospitals were closing up. They were laying people off. Remember that? Because the virus was a hoax. And then all of a sudden, spiking going on. Yeah, we started hearing about New York and all the deaths. And so on. Now we're looking at Cuomo as a murderer because he was setting up the elderly, putting them into rest homes, elder care homes. COVID-positive patients where those homes had no COVID-positive patients. You know, yesterday I was talking in our town hall about in medieval days, if there was a siege going on at a castle, you know, they had marauding armies out there. If there's a siege going on at a castle, they would take and load up in their trebuchets. They would put dead animals that were rotting, infested with maggots, and they would start tossing them over the walls of the castle with the hope of infecting the people inside the castle that they could not stop, right? They could not get into. So the people there said, you know, give them a day or two, give them 10 days. People get sick and die, we'll just take the castle over then, no problem. Biological warfare, fundamental. So what we have now is the modern day trebuchet. We'll just foist them over the border. Anybody who's COVID virus positive, we'll just foist you over the border. Get on that trebuchet. And, of course, it could have its probable problems, such as what happened yesterday in Texas. 7 killed in an auto accident. Humans smuggling suspected. Gee, were they all COVID positive patients? That's the question, because those are the desirable ones. Those are the desirable ones for the slave masters. Because this is slavery, guys. This is what slavery does. This is how the Democrats function, is with slavery. They've always functioned with slavery around them. And who's stopping this? No one except Donald Trump. I mean, you got Nancy Pelosi out there who thinks this is just swell stuff. Bring me another voter. Or we need you because you're COVID positive. Feel a little warm? Let's just measure that temperature. Oh, shocking. You're about 99.1 degrees. 98.6 is normal, but you're 99.1. You are a walkie-talkie. You're sick. You got it because I say so. The test, I can see it right here. Let me stick that nasal swab way up into your nose. People lining up right now to get tested. Well, that's another thing. Testing is revealing. Testing is revealing that, guess what? More people have had it and they've gotten well from it. Yeah, because you're testing antibodies. You can find that out. If you haven't, you're COVID positive. No, you're healed up. The herd mentality worked on you. And like I said before, some people have the COVID virus, but it's never expressed in them. That's another thing. So this is where we're at with this. It's just nothing more than slavery. We're bringing across these COVID patients that are positive from Mexico, and they're, of course, skewing all the numbers. The COVID virus basically has run its course through the United States, but you know what? We got to prop up the numbers now. And I'm just really shocked because it's across the board media, including Fox News. They're so shocked by this, it's just a disaster. Donald this, Donald did. Donald didn't take enough proactive steps. You can see it just plays right into their media, right into their storyline. But that's okay. Dealing with slavery, child sex trafficking, it's okay with Nancy Pelosi. It's okay to rape kids. That's okay with Nancy Pelosi. This is who we're dealing with, these kind of folks. And boy, do they want to cover it up. They don't want you to know the things I just told you. I have a feeling those days are over with. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-200-8222. 866-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. Of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Yep. Yep. Import those COVID patients, right? Import them. Just go right ahead and do that. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Just import them. Anyway, all kinds of weird things going on, isn't there? All kinds of weird things going on. we're going to be, like I said, Vincent Everett Ellis, the Iron Triangle, is going to be with us. We're going to talk about the Democrats. And actually, this plan that's been going on for a long time, this plan to overthrow this country. I mean, yeah, hey, listen, you can't say it any other way. It's obvious, and it should be obvious. We need to talk in these terms. You can't hide it anymore. Shockingly, you cannot hide it anymore. But it's here. It's absolutely here. So we're going to be talking to him about that in the third hour. Also, I want to remind you to go to our website, newcaliforniastate.com. We've got a lot of stories, a ton of things going on there. And, you know, we've got the latest going on. You might want to check out one of the stories on Agenda 21 Radio. It says, Open California Protest Liberty Fest 2020. That was, of course, a couple of weeks ago. And we got Valerie Espinoza's most recent Sacramento. She's with New California State, and of course, one of our correspondents for AENN did a fabulous job putting together her brother Miguelito, helped him. He did all the drone work, so you might want to check it out. It's a great, great clip, and speaks very, very well of her work. She's just fabulous. She has fabulous talent, really impressed. Anyway, you got a lot of things going on, Marysville, 4th of July. If you're in Northern California, want to come down for that in the morning, we're going to be honoring the police. Yes, we're going to be honoring them right in the face of all these people, of course, from Black Lives Matters. You know, the terrorist organization? Yeah, that one. Hopefully the president will declare them a terror organization, just like they did with that other group out there. Antifa. Antifa was very effective in the days of Adolf Hitler. Yeah, they go back that far. Shocking, isn't it? Shocking how much Hitlerian stuff is out there these days. Could they be following the same model to overthrow this country as they did Germany? Of course, anyway. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.